What up? It's Radio Mike. Welcome to my first episode. Glad to be with you. Thanks for tuning in. Listen, I'm going to make this quick. This episode is about me turning 30. It's literally the last minute of being 29. It's raw. And I couldn't even tell you exactly what I said. I just said it. I recorded it. And now you're about to hear it. Hopefully this is encouraging to you. And cheers to 30. So at the time I am starting this, it's 11:59. I'm gonna be 30 in a minute. And I wanted to talk about where I'm at and how I feel. I'm so scared. Oh, yo, what up? It's Radio Mike. So, I started this at 11:59. I don't know. I don't even want to look at the time. But in my last minute of being in my 20s, a lot of thoughts run through my head. I feel like 10 years has gone by really fast. I'm still at the same job that I started when I was 20. Met new friends, lost friends in and out of relationships. There's a lot that's happened in my 20s. I've gone on tour, hosted events, man, I feel like before I hit record, I had so much to say. I'm truly grateful to be where I'm at, even if it's not where I want to be. You know, I listen to Gary Vee a lot, and he mentions that regret is the worst thing you could experience and have. Talk to people that are 80, 90, and you know, they'll let you know their regrets, and you don't want to live with regret. And he mentions that you don't have to have your life together. You could, and I'm not, don't quote me here, but paraphrasing what I've heard him say, basically you can, you know, kind of screw up for the next however many years, still wake up really young, and I'm going to look at the clock now. It's definitely my birthday. I'm 30 years old as of right now. 2 minutes into 30. How do you feel? 30 scares me, if I'm honest. I had a little mental breakdown as I was writing my cousin happy birthday a few days ago. We're the same age. I was supposed to be born on the 4th. He was born on the 8th. And like everything, I'm late to everything. I was just, you know, mama kept me cooking for an extra week. And so when I used to visit him in San Diego, our parents would leave us, you know, when we were old enough, by ourselves while they went to go do some errands and run some errands. And he would always go, "I'm the oldest." And so I went to write him the other day on the gram, and I said, "Well, happy birthday, old man. It's finally in my favor, where me being the younger one is, you know, is good, basically." And, you know, when I wrote I'm 29 and you're 30. I kind of started to freak out. I had a panic attack. I'm like, why? I'm not married. And I'm at the same job. You know, like a 30-year-old crisis. I don't know. I'm scared. I'm fearful of 30 because I've seen friends who've turned 30. And when I was 24 or 22 or 25, I'm like, 30's a long way away. And now it's here. I just felt that I'd have more accomplished and big dreams that I wanted to be living at the moment. And I think what I've learned from people like Gary Vee and from life is that I don't think it's luck. The reason why I'm not in places I want to be, it's because I didn't work for it. So I think this little recording is maybe more so for me that I'm not complaining about me not being where I'm at, but I think I did the 10 years of, gosh, it went by so fast. I remember turning 20, 21, and 22. I love 22. I just like that number. And going, I've got like my whole life ahead of me. 10 years is a long time. And it, while it is a long time, I'm here. I'm 30, and I guess so I can listen to this in playback and go, all right, enough messing around. Go get yours and do what you want to do. I've learned a lot. I've learned that time is really weird. It's a weird thing. I'm understanding in my own way the concept of time and how super ugly and beautiful it can be at the same time. I've learned the value of friendships and good people and gratitude and happiness and generosity and forgiveness. I've learned that time is short and it happens quickly. And so every breath is a gift. Every day is a gift. And especially the past 2-3 years, I've really learned that I want my time to have, to be of quality. I feel like, you know, my time's important. And so I think the time that I spend with people I love is quality time. Like I want to make better choices. And I think I have been to choose to be around people that breathe life into me and bring out the best in me. And I hope to bring out the best in them. I'm learning that life is one shot. Well, I've gained a lot of experience. 30 years of it is gone. Just like that. So that I don't ramble on. Thank you, God, for 30 years. And I don't want to waste any more time. My 30s, I want to accomplish all the things that I want to accomplish. I want to have done the things and traveled to the places and doing those things I want to do before I'm 40. And I don't want to waste any more time. Not guaranteed another 10 years, but I hope I'm blessed with another 10 years. And if I am, then I hope I can listen back on this and smile and go, yeah, man, you did it. And anyone who's scared of turning 30 feeling like they wasted time. 10 years later, you can go, but look at what I did in the next 10 years. I'm exactly where I want to be. And hopefully I'm wanting more at that point, but I guess I'm fearful of wasting more time. So I don't know if this helps anybody. I had a friend tell me I'm an adult teenager. An adult teen. I like that because I don't feel 30. Not to say 30's old, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I feel young. Mentally, anyway. My body's a whole nother thing, but I sit here 30, and I gotta get for work in like 4 hours, and life is crazy. I'm gonna be an adult teenager today, and I'm gonna go accomplish some stuff. I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna smile, and I'm gonna try to do better to be around people that I value, that bring value to me. Here's the 30. Cheers to 30. And here's to not wasting any more time. I'm gonna become finally who I want to be. For me.